I'd like to call to order this meeting of the Taney County Commission, Monday, December 31st, 2012, and call on Rick Finley to offer an opening prayer. Everybody will rise.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessings you give us. We just, again, are amazed at the great goodness that you give us. We thank you that we have a God of new beginnings, and as we look at this new year, Lord, we just pray that you just give us guidance in all that we do. We pray, Lord, that you just watch over us, give us guidance in the business that we do, give us guidance here in the county, the state, federal governments. Dear Lord, we know that if we get leaders and everyone to turn to you, that we will be a prosperous nation again, Lord. We just pray that you just help us to do that. We thank you for watching over those that may be in harm's way, and again, we pray that you'd be with those that maybe are without a loved one because they're protecting our freedoms, wherever they might be, dear Lord. We just pray that you'd be with those, and especially this time of year. Pray that you'd be with all those that might be out about this evening, as we know it can be a rough time on the roads, and we just pray that you'd be with that, too. Just thank you for again for the blessings you give us. Pray that you just continue to watch over us. These things we ask in your name. Amen. Amen.
Mr. Strahan, if you'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item of business we have is public comment. Ms. Dooley, if you'd like to join us. Patricia Dooley.
Gentlemen, I'm here today as a representative of the Taney County Senior Tax Services Tax Board and the Eastern Taney County Senior Association, also known as the Senior Friendship Center. I have letters here, which, did you get those, please? We are hosting a meeting, an informational meeting, on Sunday, January the 13th, 2013, at 2 p.m. at the Open Door Baptist Church, 4424 State Highway M, Cedar Creek. This will be information pertaining to the services available in Eastern Taney County for seniors age 60 and older. These, each one are for you, and I have one for Mr. Williams, too. Did I get the wrong one?
No, you're right.
Oh, okay. We have mailed approximately 34 of these notices out to church leaders and community leaders out in Eastern Taney County. We will put notices out wherever we can get them out. There are plans in the following months to have one of these meetings out in the western part of Taney County. I hope to see you there, as I feel this is very important to get the seniors out in the outlying areas to know that we do go out in that area. I had a lady from Brown Branch, even though I called her the day before I went out with her guardian alert. When I got there, she was standing on her porch, and she could not believe that we came there, even though I called and told her we would be there. And we want the people in Taney County to know we are there for you. And hopefully with your help, we'll get this information out. Thank you.
I'd like to move up, since we have a guest with us, the public administrator's bond bid. Mr. Erickson, Carol.
They're upstairs, but we need to get up, so we'll have to go upstairs.
Mr. Erickson.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you. We're here this morning with bid number 201212-206, which is a bid that I put out per your directive for a bond for the Public Administrator's Office. And since putting this bid out, I have received two responses, and our Public Administrator, Carol Davis, is here with me to assist. If you prefer, I can proceed opening the first response.
Please do.
Thank you. And this is from Teeple, T-E-E-P-L-E, Insurance Agency in Versailles, Missouri.
You've got a lot of things on your shoulder. You have written duties of the Western Commissioner.
Okay.
Good. CPR.
It looks like they have submitted the required number of copies, original and copies. There's a letter attached and W-9s as required. And I'll let Carol read the total amount that they're submitting.
$6,703 for your prepaid premium.
$6,703 for 4 year from Teeple. Thank you, Carol. The second one I received is from Insurance Source Incorporated in St. Louis.
Since we're opening right now, isn't this something we need to award today because it starts January 1st? Is that correct from a timeline, Ron?
Yes.
Okay. Just clarifying. I thought
yes.
We...
Yes.
Thank you.
And Insurance Source Incorporated has submitted the required amount of copies, and they're signed, and I'll get to the bid page. They're submitting is there for Carol.
For your premium, $9,318.
Do you have a recommendation for us, Carol, Ron? The 6703 bid is the same company that's been furnishing your bid for some time?
Yes, he's been.
Give it me.
That's Teeple.
Teeple Insurance Agency. Is that how
yes.
their official name is?
Yes.
Motion to approve Teeple Insurance Agency to bid number 201212-206 in the amount of $6,703 for a 4 year premium.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to accept the bid as offered through Teeple Insurance Agency number 201212-206. In the amount of $6,703, which is for a 4 year period. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Ron, Carol, thank you very much.
Any questions for us?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Just for the record, I'd like to exercise the chair's prerogative just for a moment to state that this is Commissioner Straufus's last day as Taney County Commissioner, and I, for one, Mr. Straufus, commend you for your service to the citizens of this county and appreciate the work that you've given the people of this county.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Records show that Commissioner Strahan is applauding.
For my service, I assure.
Thanks, Jim. Previous minutes, we will hold on that. Accounts payable.
Motion to approve accounts payable checks 331982 through 332028 and two transfers, prosecuting reimbursement and a prosecuting agreement. So there's two transfers from the prosecuting attorney's office.
Made the motion to go ahead and approve that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll second it.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve checks number 331982 through 332028 and two transfers, both dealing with prosecuting attorney's office as presented. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. The motion carries.
Oh.
Is there a second sheet to sign or just this one?
All I saw was that one back there. You have to get a copy. Is there another one in there?
Yeah, and I didn't need around the call names. Oh, yeah.
This does not have the transfers on it, Will.
Well, I can copy them over.
Okay.
Alrighty, you didn't make a header today. I'm on top of my game today.
Approval of payroll.
Motion to approve payroll.
Yeah, I'll second that one.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve payroll. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. We've already taken care of the public administrator's bond. Agenda request review. Nikki?
Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Lawrence.
The sheet you have in front of you is just basically an update. We don't have any new requests at this point.
On our four Mondays meeting, I would like to schedule a few minutes discussion about transfer station.
Okay.
And discussion of a potential policy for those who charge for services.
I would support that. That's something we've taught in the years past. And I know we have a challenge out there right now with some accounts payable accounts.
I would think that 15 minutes maybe would be adequate.
Will there be a need for executive session on possibly names concerning the ones that... we have concerns with.
It would only fall under litigation if it was, because they aren't employees and they're not contract.
Well, we're going to be talking about potentially either having them sign a contract, or we're going to make it a policy,
right?
Not necessarily decision, but we're going to discuss what it is that we can do. And it may be.
So may go into executive.
I think that today during contracts executive session that we can certainly
talk about it.
Bring it up.
There has been letters sent, and that's the reason I was asking.
Right. Sure.
1 and 12.
We'll discuss that today. If we change, then we'll have you add
Let
that.
Me know. Okay.
We're still waiting on number three until we hear from Mark. Is that right?
Yeah, Mark. His meeting was off the agenda. I guess he wasn't ready or was not available.
There's some scheduling conflict. Challenges.
Okay. I mean, I think that his work, he has briefed me on it, and I think it's critical that you at least hear him first before you schedule the next one. But
correct.
I agree.
He's on work. For next Monday at 10 a.m.
Gentlemen, anything else other than... Nothing else from you, Nikki?
No.
Would Ron, at that time, which would be your scheduling for what?
Any period of time.
Well, what I was getting at was the date for the budget hearing that has to be pre-announced 10 days prior and be available to the public. And I didn't know whether we need to announce that at that time.
I have got that. Yeah, we can do that, sure.
I think that should be put on there so that we...
On Monday?
Just a budget announcement.
Five minutes, or...?
Yeah, it's...
I have a list upstairs. I should have brought that down. I'll give that to you, and I had given it to...
Shanna.
A copy of it to Shanna, but I don't have that in front of me. As for the proposed budget hearing...
But we just posted that we're going to do it that day. I mean...
I think...
Rick, do you have that scheduling that we talked about?
About the other day, but I wasn't aware that you guys were making a decision.
We have not, Rick.
No.
But I have a proposal, and I believe that if I go upstairs and look at it, it'll fall on the 21st for the final budget hearing.
If you guys decide to do that, have Shanna email me to us so I know what I'll talk about.
We have a couple of just budget work sessions scheduled for this week to hopefully finish up, and then in which case we'll be moving forward. But I'll have all those dates and or proposed dates. And I'll present it to the commission, and I'll just do that next Monday formally. So,
no, I
very
guess
good.
That's fine. Because I don't even know what they are either, so that's the reason I was asking what they're proposed.
That's it. Thank you. Court orders. We did the abatement portion, but we left these off. Okay.
Now,
there was one also that we passed on last week that we were going to have some discussion about. Do you have that?
I'm not sure. I have this one about penalties and interest. I was left a note, and then I have four that were given after that time.
Okay.
Those.
These were all presented with abatements written by the assessor's office.
What happened?
The penalties and interest on this one was brought to the clerk's office by the assessor, but no abatement has been written for it.
James, have you got just a moment for us?
Yes.
Before we go through the court orders, and I'd like you to go through them with us, this one regards penalties and interest.
Yes, not out of our category. But I do know in the past that the collector and clerk has kind of looked at the assessor's office when the bad addressing occurred and kind of his status and supported refunding people that got a bad address. But I think you'll all remember it on your BOEs. If they didn't get their tax bill, they were in support of refunds.
Well, help me. There's nothing in front of us for us to approve other than us that...
You would approve the creation of an abatement by the clerk's office.
Right.
We would create it in our office to go ahead and... You would do it based on the parcel number, and we would send you.
This is for penalties and interest, correct?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Do you want us to list the name or just the
no,
parcel just the ID?
Parcel.
So it's a motion to authorize the approval, the writing and the approval of an abatement for penalties and interest for parcel 08-8.0-33-003-021-001.000. That's the same parcel and everything, right?
Yep. Was that your motion?
Yes.
And I'll second.
And could you add to your motion that put him to contact him today, because I was understanding he was going to pay immediately as soon as he was contacted.
And with immediate contact to the owner.
So the motion has been made and seconded to ask the clerk's office to provide an abatement, penalties and interest, to property number 08-80-3.3-003-021-001.000 and to notify the property owner today.
To write in, as actually to write it and to approve it.
And you seconded it?
Yes.
All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. So you have your to-do on that. Are these in a form where there are multiples or are these individuals?
These are the ones that you completed on Friday. You did the abatement portion but didn't see the add-on.
Is the add-on
these
a different number?
Yes.
Christy, I asked about the add-ons whenever I made the number, whenever I read the numbers. Mm-hmm. I asked, if you listen to the tape, about the add-ons mm-hmm. and approve those with that. But maybe we didn't give the number. See, usually you exhibit A, B,
right, and I have the,
and the date. Listed. And you didn't have that.
But I was gone.
You was gone. Mm-hmm. And so I asked about the add-ons, and then Donna came to me later and said some of those were on the back. Well, I asked about approving the add-ons with the numbers.
Okay.
Am I, and do I need to do something different?
It's so the new numbers are 1273, 1275, and 1276?
Right here. No. 1262, 1250, 1240.
Let's start over. It's 2000.
13.
1262.
1250.
1250.
And 1245.
And 1245, and these are add-ons.
Mm-hmm.
These are abatement numbers that which
add-ons.
Are add-on abatement numbers. These
add-ons.
Are just add-ons.
They're just add-ons.
Okay.
The motion for approval of those numbers you just read into the record there, Ron.
Motion has been made. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion has been made and second to approve add-ons. 2013, 1262, 1250, and 1245 is presented. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
And then these have been presented to our office after you had the meeting on Friday. So these are new from the assessor's office.
These are,
that's an add-on.
So one add-on and three abatements.
Mm-hmm.
There's two of these abatements that stamped EDM
mm-hmm.
that we adjusted in 2010, and he got the same bill as he, and we're adjusting it down to the stipulated.
To the stipulated amount.
Okay,
that's what those are. What's the other one then?
David.
David. Improvements are no longer there.
Okay.
They've been taken off.
And
there's the three abatement numbers.
What's do we need?
And then this one will be considered as an add-on.
Yeah. All right, let me do this. Let me do these three separately then. Motion to approve abatements 2013-1286. 1276 and 1275.
I'll give a second to that. Are you going to do them separate?
And we'll do the add-on separate.
Okay.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve abatements numbers 2013, 1286, 1276, and 1275. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Motion to approve add-on abatement 2013-1273.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve add-on number 2013-1273. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed say nay. Motion carries.
I missed that one too?
It was the stampede in.
We did it.
What numbers did I give you? No, there's
1286.
All right.
1276.
1285.
1275.
I thought there was only three. Okay. Motion to approve BOE number 2013-1285.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve BOE number 2013-1285. An abatement. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
That won't exist next year. It will just take assessed.
Gotcha. I just noticed the company. Thank you.
Yeah.
I was just curious. So.
On the,
I mean, they're,
one thing
they're
I didn't understand.
He's working
with
us.
Oh, that's right. He switched over again. He's working for Schultz and Sons.
Yeah, he's working for the concrete.
So, but I may not name this. I may not get the number.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, when we have two issues left, executive session and Trilix Biosolids Coalition Cooperation Agreement with discussion. If, in fact, we are going to go into executive session regarding Trilix Biosolids, do we want to start with that?
Do we need to? I mean,
we may not, but...
Yeah, let's start with that. Yes, that's what I was thinking.
Trilix Biosolids Coalition Cooperation Agreement and discussion. Mike, would you like to join us? I have in front of us an agreement, an assumption of Trilix Biosolids Facility Lease Obligations. Mike, would you like to address for us what we do have in front of us?
We've got two things in front of you. You should have a lease agreement that your attorney has looked at and approved. It has to do with how the biosolids equipment and construction activities are going to be handled. You're going to be leasing the land from Branson and Hollister to build those facilities. And then later on, and that's how this is what this sets up.
That's one of the agreements, right?
And the second one is our construction phase contract.
That's between the county and HDR?
Correct.
So are we talking, so I'm not confused, we have two contracts or three contracts to deal with today?
Two.
Okay, so I see the Trilix Biosolids Facility Lease, that must be, I see what's on City of Branson, so that's right. That one. And this, the assignment and assumption facility lease, that's, I guess I'm missing, it seems like there's only three contracts. Are these?
Those are one, and then the other one is our.
Is this here?
Is it the City of Hollister?
No, the other one is this one. Is this contract.
Okay, so we're going to deal with this one first. Okay. Ron, do you just want to do?
We received these last week, and we have, in fact, spent some time going through them. We have talked with counsel about them. And all forms that are in front of us have been approved, asked to form by counsel.
Question, this is something we've been talking about for a while. This is just the formality of how we're going to facilitate the construction of this equipment.
Correct.
On two other entities' property.
Correct, absolutely.
So I guess the question is, I'm prepared to make the motion, I just don't know how you want to word it, because they have different titles up here.
Well, I just put them and them.
Okay.
Just on the one where it's got two titles.
Yeah.
I would just title it as one and then and.
Okay.
As one agreement.
Motion to approve a contract between Trilix Biosolids Facility Lease Assignment and Assumption, and this is buying between Taney County, the City of Hollister, Taney County, and the City of Branson. I believe that's...
I think so.
Are you pleased with that wording, Ron?
Excuse me.
That's Branson.
This one is just with Branson.
That's Branson. And I believe this one is Forsyth. It's Hollister.
What's involved in? Well, this is the ones with all the various parties. Okay.
That's with the membership.
This is the one for the home. There's one for the membership and then one for the City of Branson.
So we don't have one for City of Hollister, then?
No, you don't.
Okay. So I thought we did. Okay.
I wasn't involved in preparation of these. This is just Branson.
Okay. So my motion is just with City of Branson. And let's do the, this seems like a separate agreement completely.
So why don't we
Let me start over with the motion.
Why don't we start over, and let's do this first, and okay. Use the title, and be buying between the City of Branson and Taney County.
Let's just start over again. Motion to approve the Trilix Biosolids facility lease buying between Taney County, Missouri, and the City of Branson.
And I'll second the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve the Trilix Biosolids facility lease buy-in between Taney County and the City of Branson. City of Branson here and after landlord, Taney County, Missouri here and after tenant. As presented. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
The only question I have on this. This is the assignment assumption. This is basically forming the Biosolids Coalition, and who are the participants of the Biosolids? From what I can tell, Forsyth, Branson West, Kimberling City, Branson, Hollister. It sort of only appears that we are. I'm missing two in here, it looks like. And just for you guys, it looks like we're missing. So this one does not include Rockaway Beach, and this does include everybody else. So.
Yeah, this is the lease between the county
and all these
and all the members.
Okay. Motion to approve assignment and assumption of Tri-Lakes Biosolids facility lease and obligations buying between Taney County and the City of Branson, City of Hollister, City of Forsyth, City of Branson West, City of Kimberling City.
Is there a second?
There's a second with discussion.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve an assignment and assumption of Trilix Biosolids facility lease obligations buying between Taney County, City of Branson, City of Branson West, City of Forsyth, City of Hollister, and City of Kimberling City, here and after referred to as assignees. Discussion.
Discussion would be there's two. That are you still working on their active membership? We discussed that last time that we had any discussion about this, and that would be Rockaway and...
I'm working on talking to Rockaway Beach, okay. As directed at the last meeting. That's
okay.
Correct.
Was there one other that withdrew from the coalition?
Rockaway Beach is the only one I'm familiar
with. That's the only one I'm familiar with. It's not, because everyone else is villages, and this is just the cities, and Rockaway Beach is the only one that I'm aware of that is the noticeable absent.
I think what you're remembering is Kimberling City had dropped out, and they came back.
Oh, they came back.
That's
yeah.
The second one you're thinking of.
Came back.
Yeah, that's your second one.
That was the second.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You have a copy of this in front of you?
No, sir, I do not.
I'd like to address...
I didn't prepare these.
That's the lease we just approved.
Well, it's the one that we have in front of us for discussion. We made a motion on both. We didn't vote on either.
And I think it changed. I think you voted
yeah,
on...
Yeah, we voted on that.
Voted on the first
one. Yeah.
We did?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a question on it. If you could answer number five for me.
Again, this should be addressed to your legal department, the tenant or the signees. That would be set forth on this. We should have expressed. This at this point, you're going to. That's right. The property that you guys are leasing, mm-hmm. You're going to maintain it, and you're maintaining it through agreements.
Through this lease.
Correct.
Okay. And who is it that will be paying for the repairs?
This organization.
For a period of 25 years.
This organization.
We go together.
Yeah.
But we're the primary for 4 years.
Yeah.
That's the part that's hard to understand.
Right.
Is that
there's but the organization, that's why we have to do it together.
Yeah.
This organization that we're forming
is responsible for the repairs and the financial obligation of the repairs.
Okay.
Right. That's who collects the fees.
So we're going from this agreement, which is why we need to this, which right. in fact is.
Now, there was a question about the warranties. Is that contained in there?
Say again?
The warranty on the equipment was in the 4-year responsibility.
Felt on the county.
Right, but the ownership has to stay in Taney County's name, mm-hmm. but the organization will take ownership on the 5th year of the process, of the
right.
this coalition.
Assuming you guys transfer it.
Right,
at, it's,
we,
for you all.
It's a decision you make
yes.
4 years from now. But
correct.
Really, Taney County doesn't need to be involved in that. That's kind of the thought to us. So that was the correct. Motion. It's been seconded, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Along with that, you have two more pieces to the puzzle on this. The one is that big cooperation agreement that you won't be signing until all the other communities sign and get that back to you. And then the next thing is our final thing is our construction phase contract, which you have before you.
Mike, I have one specific question
sure.
regarding this. Until we get the cooperation, my only thought is on the cooperation side of it, don't we need to approve both at the same time? Because we're not going to construct it until we have the cooperation of all these individual entities. Is that correct?
Or this allows us to move forward with the project.
Okay. What's the last agreement then that you're saying about the cooperation agreement?
Well, it's the major agreement that all the communities are approved.
Right.
And if this is totally separate, our contract is separate from that.
Well, I guess would we build it though if we didn't have the official cooperation from all the cities? Is what I'm saying. Are we getting one in front of the other, or are they?
It all goes together.
Right. I mean, and I guess the only thing I go back. Let me take a step back here. It goes on with what Danny said earlier here about Rockaway Beach. Okay. Mm-hmm. Once we've finally approved everything, isn't there a cost to enter if a new partner wants to join the coalition?
There could be.
Okay.
Depending on how the coalition handles it.
Okay. Correct. My biggest concern is trying to get Rockaway
before.
Yeah. And I know we've agreed to these leases, but the last piece is obviously the construction group, which I have no problem with HDR managing the construction.
The construction phase funds are set up in the $3 million grant.
Right, all that.
So that's really
the cooperation agreement is what I'm talking about.
Oh yeah, cooperation agreement. As soon as your council's approved, as soon as you get all the other communities
sign it, then we'll vote on it.
And that's our protection on your concern.
The last bit
is the last time, the last one that we sign on the cooperation agreement. Trying to maybe influence,
help them, whatever
help
it takes,
them or whatever Rockaway Beach to with their part of it to
right.
to get that done.
Right.
Now that's the last part of our agreement that we sign is and
right.
after that point, I think it now this go falls all the way back to our first meeting in the after that point there is a determining fee with each. Each entity has a vote, one vote, no matter what the size
correct.
Of the coalition is.
And the way it's going to be set up is all the members will be charged based on the amount of the amount of pounds of biosolids they submit to facilities.
Process, right.
So it won't be divided by the number. It'll be based on
usage. Okay.
Yeah.
And that'll be done on an annual basis. And there's going to be a contract in place with the city of Branson that spells out those fees because for them operating it.
Our
construction phase contract is one of the requirements. All these other forms, we got the anti-degradation, the anti degradation application, the construction permit application, they're all necessary to be submitted to secure the grant, too.
Right. Well, I'm going to have move forward with the motion because you know, obviously this has been a long ways in coming, so it's taken a while for us to get the documentation of all the conversations we've had.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to move that we approve and sign the agreement between Taney County and HDR Engineering Incorporated for professional services as presented for the, looks like it's for the bidding, construction, resident project representative services, and post-construction phase
Correct.
Services.
Yes, sir.
So there's four phases of this contract. And do I need to put the amount in there? This is my only question.
I don't
see anything either, so.
I'll second the motion, but...
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the agreement between Taney County and HDR Engineering Incorporated for professional services as presented.
There's four phases. That's the four phases that I read off. You don't have to, so...
Discussion. Four phases that were mentioned by Jim are for bidding phase, construction phase, resident project representative services, and for post-construction phase services. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you all very much.
One step closer, aren't we?
We're getting there.
Are you continuing the conversation with the entity that we've been discussing?
I haven't since our last meeting because of Christmas and the fact that he had a heart attack.
Yes. And
you're going to have the girls fill this out?
It's pretty, he's fine, from what I'm told, but I haven't. Yeah, I hear he's fine. I mean, that's all I've heard, so. Maybe we probably don't need to say anymore.
We had mentioned to you that we would look at different options, but it is our desire that Rockwood Beach be part of this.
Correct.
And I am willing, as well as I think the rest of the commission, to work towards that end. Are you going to take these up to Nikki?
I am.
Have her pursue the other signatures and copies for us.
Yep.
It's been quite a period of time since you and I sat in the DNR offices and this process began. And it started before then, actually.
Oh, I thought you were going back 20 years.
Yeah.
That we've been working together on sewers and things.
I meant when we sat and discussed the possibility of garnering $3 million from the state for this project.
And again, publicly, I'd like to state that, as I recall, a representative from Department of Natural Resources in the state was here on an energy grant, and they asked if there was anything else, just a normal political stand, is there anything else we can help you with? And instead of saying, oh, no, Brian says, no, we'd like to come meet with you. We'd like to pursue another grant.
Yep.
Caught
them
off guard. Next thing I know, we're
in Jeff City. They saw us, didn't
they? Is there anything in here that we need to sign that?
No, that's just transmittal. Our transmittal from us to you all.
Okay, so it's trash.
Trash.
Sir, thank you. I meant it was a wonderful transmittal. That's what I meant.
Thanks,
we appreciate your hard work on this.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Yeah. You guys have a great evening.
Gentlemen, our last order of business is executive session. Is that why you're here, sir?
Yeah, I'm representing South Virginia County Fire Protection District.
Okay, hold on just a moment.
Okay.
So we need to go to executive for this.
I would entertain a motion. We've got two or three different items, but this is going to be one of them. And there was a request for me for Dennis to be here, and you are here in his place, and that will work.
So we've got more than just this to discuss. Yes. That's why we have personnel. Okay. Right. Motion to go into executive pursuant 610.021.1.2.3.12.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to go into executive session pursuant to section 610.021, subsections 1, 2, 3, and 12. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Manning,
aye.
Jim, aye.
Ron, aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries. At the completion of our business within executive session, our business for the year formally will be completed, and our day will be over.
Let me ask one question.
Go, sir.
From the perspective of court orders and abatements, this last day for people to pay taxes, we probably don't want to adjourn. We probably want to recess just in case we have any last-second things to do.
Those votes can be made over the phone, though.
Right? I'm saying we probably don't want to make sure we don't adjourn.
Right.
I think that's wise, okay. And we won't adjourn until the end of the day.
Okay.
Just in case we have some others that come before us, you'll keep us in line, young lady. Thank you.